Here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
You have the kind of show where you always learn more from it after you hear it.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And in more good news, another headline, this from NBC Connecticut, that the travel advisory mandate for Connecticut is also expected to be lifted later this week. This is really all very, very good news. We've got a moved up timeline. We've got travel advisory mandates lifted. We've got, as of March 19th, all kind of other restrictions in terms of capacity of crowds being lifted. You know, and we have our governor who's paying a lot of attention to the numbers. So the fact that he's accelerating all of this is just a really, really good sign. Boy, it's been a long year, hasn't it? Yesterday, I asked you to tell me when it became clear to you that this was a pandemic. So let me ask you the other question, which may be premature. When has it become clear to you, maybe it's premature, that the pandemic is no longer? I'm going to tell you what I've noticed. Ready? Have you gone online to try and make a plane reservation yet? I went online over the weekend to try and get down to Florida to see my folks in April, which I did do. Would you like to know what a one-way ticket is between LaGuardia or Westchester County and either Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach on JetBlue? How about $800? Yeah, $800. Now, not every ticket, but the one that you would want to go to. For example, if you wanted to spend a long weekend and you wanted to go Thursday through Sunday morning. So the evening flight is the very expensive one. Now, if you want to go Friday night and come for a quick 24 hours, you can do that, and it's much cheaper. But in general, the prices have gotten high. Again, take a look. You'll see. We are trying to make reservations and figure out possibly going to Israel in May because my daughter married an Israeli last August. And it was always the plan to do a second celebration in Israel because the vast majority of, you know, Tom's family and friends couldn't come. And they were never going to be able to come. So we are making reservations to go away in May to a country that still hasn't let us in because they still have an official ban on all tourists. But it's refundable, if not exchangeable. And, you know, Tom is chomping at the bit to see his dad. He hasn't seen his dad in 2 years. And he's betting with an over 50% gamble that if we make the plans, we will be able to come. So this is the hopeful sign to me that the pandemic is lifting. Passover is coming up next weekend. Does that mean Easter's the weekend after? I haven't checked the calendar. They often coincide. I don't know if they coincide this year. But Seder is a week from Saturday and Sunday. And the sad thing for me will be that it doesn't look like I'm going to have my normal crew because people are almost there, but not quite ready yet to sit at a table with people that might not have been fully vaccinated. They're just not quite there yet. Almost, but not quite there. But I'll have my kids around me, which is good. 203-333-9422. All right, let me tell you what else I wanted to tell you. Also in NBC News, a story today that Connecticut residents are being warned of scams related to COVID-19 vaccines. Governor Lamont and Attorney General William Tong are warning residents of scams where fraudsters will pose as COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers, Moderna or Pfizer, and send you what they call a COVID-19 survey, claiming that the survey will offer rewards for your opinions about the vaccine. Now, all you have to do is put in your credit card information. And that's all you need to give them to get an award, except that there is no such thing. It's a scam. Once they have your credit card, they may use it to rip you off and to use your credit card to buy stuff. And then you're in the rearview mirror chasing it down, stopping it, having to cancel your credit card, contact your bank. So if you see anything like that, that is soliciting your opinion about the vaccine, it's not real. It's not true. Even if it comes by snail mail, you know, if it comes by email, it's a complete scam. But and you know, if it's on the telephone, please, I'm begging you, it's a complete scam. But now they may even spend time for postage, and that's also a scam. Let's go to Matt from Stratford. Hi, Matt. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Chag Sameach to you.
Chag Sameach to you, too.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you, I received both doses of the Moderna vaccine. I had no issue taking it. I'm also a healthcare employee, and I encourage anyone here in Connecticut and anywhere else for listening, if you have the opportunity to do so, please take the vaccine. I want to echo what you said. We need to develop a herd immunity. We need to knock down this virus as much as we can and get our nation back in order and our lives back in order and our children safe in school.
Matt, what capacity are you a healthcare worker? Are you a direct provider? Are you a nurse, a doctor, a physical therapist?
Yeah, I am a patient-facing employee. I am a nurse in an ER, one of our local hospitals. And
thank you for that.
I tell everyone that I can to get the vaccine. And like I said, I can't stress enough what you said. You hit the nail on the head. We need to develop a herd immunity, and we need to make life better for us as best as we can. We're not going to lose the mask so fast, but we can at least keep people safe from getting sick from this vaccine. We're still going to get it, but you won't be as sick as you would if you didn't get the vaccine.
Matt, during this past year, did you personally see a lot of patients in the ER with acute symptoms of COVID-19? Was that part of what you did?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. We had people that came in that had to go to floors on ventilators. We had some patients that had mild symptoms, and they tested positive in the ER, and they were sent home to quarantine for 14 days. I know some people, they were in the hospital for a month. Some people were in for a week. Some people were in for 48 hours. It depends on the severity and how healthy you were before you got the virus.
Did you get the virus also from being around all these people?
No, I was very lucky. I never got it. I know other close friends that have gotten it from work, and they recovered very nicely. And they have since been vaccinated, and they feel a lot safer since they've gotten it.
So, Matt, I'm so glad you called. So, Matt from Stratford is a nurse in one of our local ERs. I mean, looking back on this year, I just am interested in knowing your own reflections. You know, when you look up from your job, I mean, what are your own, you know, reflections, introspections? What's the wisdom that you've gained?
Are you talking to my patients or just in general?
I'm talking to you as a nurse through this. Do you feel like you are, that you were traumatized, that this was an aspect of medical care unlike anything you'd ever seen? Do you feel some, you know, like literally symptoms of PTSD? Do you feel like you've learned some hard lessons? I'm just interested in your own reflections.
Oh, sure, sure. So, you know, the thing is, Lisa, that, you know, you're used to, in like any job, you're used to working, you know, 40 or 50 hours a week. You're used to working for maybe 6 or 7 weeks at a time, taking some time off, getting some downtime to reflect on personal care and taking care of your own needs and rebonding with family and reconnecting with friends. And you get to do that throughout the year. This past year, you don't get to do that. One, because you're home and we were told not to go out. We were told to stay home and, you know, go out only when necessary. But when you're in healthcare, whether you're a nurse, a doctor, a technician, environmental services, what have you, you know, you have to report to work. You're a first responder. And so when you're working long hours like we all did and you're under, you know, constant stress of new patients and people coming in and complaining that they're not getting the care that they think they deserve. And a lot of it has to do with people not understanding what this disease is all about. So a lot of people come in and they'll say, well, I read on Facebook X, Y, and Z, and you have to re-educate people. And a lot of people don't want to hear that they're wrong. They want to believe what they read on Facebook or other social media outlets. And they think that that's the gospel. And that's obviously just not the case. You know, people need to really be the scientific journals, listen to the doctors, listen to their own doctors, listen to, people that have gone through it to get the real perspective. So in a sense, you know, you're used to working, taking time off, having self-care. You don't get to do that. So that is stressful that you didn't have that option these past 12 months. But we're starting to see some relief with that. We're starting to see people come into the hospital now that had scheduled surgery that was put off. They're getting that done. We have very little COVID-positive patients in-house right now. I'm not going to lie. There are people in the health system that do have it. And we're still seeing new tests, new positive tests come out every day in different communities around the state. So we're not out of the woods yet, but things have simmered a little bit. And I was a little surprised, when the governor said he was going to reopen the state and allow businesses to open. And obviously these decisions are not made lightly. And I think he knew at the time he made that announcement about businesses that he would open the vaccine up to everyone, which I think is a great idea. And I hope that the state gets their allotment that they're projecting, because we really do need that relief.
Thank you very much, Matt. Are you still going to stay with nursing, or do you feel burnt out? Are you going to continue to stay with your profession?
Oh, no, I have no plans to switch careers. I have too much invested in 20 years or so. So I have no plans to step back. We're doing good things in healthcare. And so people still need doctors and nurses when this is all over. We'll have other things we need to worry about.
Oh, we do. I'm so glad to hear your dedication and your passion. We're so lucky to have you in the community,
Matt.
Thank you
very much.
We really are.
Thank you for your voice. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling. That was Matt from Stratford who called in, who is a nurse who's been through this COVID war for the last year and really gave us a very, I think, very important contemporaneous perspective on what it's been like as a human being not to be able to take the breaks that he would normally take. It's just been one long treadmill. But he sees the end. I heard what he said. We're not out of the woods yet, but he can maybe start to see the clearing. And the more his message to us loud and clear is the more of us that can get vaccinated, the better. I'm Lisa Wexler. We'll be right back. We encourage your calls and your commentary on all of this at 203-333-9422.